Welcome to the Life of a Gentleman podcast, the number one podcast to learn about the hottest men's fashion and grooming brands. We interview the brand owners so you get the inside story. We'll also discuss fashion, business, and entrepreneurship, and all things gentlemen. Whether you're looking to advance your career, increase your style, or just discover the best new products, you're in the right place. And now, here's your host, award-winning author, entrepreneur, and business owner, Richard Taylor. Hey, Rich, let's start the show.
Thank you for that introduction, and guys, welcome to the Life of a Gentleman. You know, right from the beginning, I want to say something. I just want to say thank you for taking the time out of your schedule and for listening to the show. And because of that, we want to give you a free offer. You can get on our website, thelifeofagent.com, get your free copy of our ebook or audiobook, The Life of a Gentleman. This is over 140 pages of information about style, fashion, business, etiquette, resume writing, you name it, we touch on it. All things gentlemen, it's in there. And that's our gift to you just for listening. Let's go to thelifeofagent.com right on the homepage. Get your free copy of that book. That's our gift to you. Now, today's show, man, we have an exciting show. We are going to be talking about two things that probably all gentlemen love, and that's coffee and fashionable accessories. If you have any interest in things that are new, innovative, exciting, and flavorful, you're going to want to stay tuned in. We are going to be talking with Jordan from Jungle Rose Cartel. If you don't know what they are, they have some of the hottest men's accessories around. You're going to find out more about them and also some amazing footwear that you need to get in your life. Also, Jeff from Angel's Cup, he will be talking to us about coffee and how they have changed the game when it comes to coffee, how it gets delivered to you, how they pick out your flavor profiles. Guys, if you love coffee, you will not want to miss this. This is something that really opened up my eyes. I was really excited to interview this guy. He had a wealth of knowledge. And the same thing with Jordan from Jungle Rose. And also, you're going to find out what Jungle Rose means. It's a pretty cool story as well. So stay tuned in to this episode of The Life of a Gentleman. And guys, let's start the show. Hey guys, wanted to just take a second out of the show schedule and give you a little bit of information about a website we came across that I think you're really going to like. The name of the website is called Scent Amour. And if you're like me, then you probably love wearing cologne and getting brand name cologne. But sometimes, you know, you don't want to go out and get a whole big bottle because you're not really sold if it's really going to work for you. These guys take the guesswork out of that. So what they do is basically send cologne right to your doorstep. It's a monthly subscription, but there's no need to fear because you can cancel anytime. There's no real commitments. And it's only $14.97 per month. So it's under $15 per month. And you get 2 scents of your choice every month for around $15. Now, you pick your scent. And it's not like they're giving you some knockoffs or something like that. It's actually designer brands and niche fragrances from around the world. And there's over 450 to choose from. So no matter how exotic you like to get with your scents, they're going to have something for you. Also included with that, you get a monthly spray bottle. It's travel friendly. You can refill it. And so it's easy for the guy that's on the go. And like I said, it comes right to your doorstep, and that's only $15 per month. If you're thinking to yourself, well, you said name brand, exactly what does that mean? Well, I'll tell you. They have brands like Ralph Lauren, Boss, Fendi, Dior, Burberry, Versace, Louis Vuitton, Marc Jacobs, you name it, they pretty much have it. And it's easy because you get to try it out before committing to buy a bigger bottle. So that helps you save money and you also get to smell good. I mean, some of us like variety, right? So if you want to switch it up and try something new or just always walk out the house smelling good, you know, like a gentleman should, this is something you need to check out. Again, let me tell you, the name of that website was Scent Amour. And the process is real simple. You just go on their website, you sign up, you pick your first 2 fragrances, and off it goes. It's on the way to your house. Try it out. If you like it, keep going, stick with it. If not, I mean, you can cancel at any time, but it's something that we came across. We wanted to let you guys know about it. Also, here's the great part. You can try it for even less because just by being a listener of The Life of a Gentleman, they're offering a 25% discount off your first month. I mean, it's the perfect time of year to try something like this. You probably got a lot of events to go to. You got some people you want to impress. And smelling good is part of feeling good and being a gentleman. So for that 25% off, you need to use the code FALLAMOR, Fall Amour. Use that code. It's our gift to you. It's 25% off, and you get to try out the subscription service. You know we love subscription services on the Life of a Gentleman. And this one's great. Like I said, it helps you stay smelling great. Also give you a chance to try out some fragrances maybe you never had the chance to do before. Again, the name of the website is Scent Amour. Use that code, Fall Amour, for 25% off. Guys, these are some of the things we want to do, is just to kind of bring some value and give back to you, just to say thanks for listening to The Life of a Gentleman. Don't want to take up too much of your time, but definitely can't stress enough how cool the website is. It's easy to navigate, and you'll have that order in about 5 minutes. That's how long it takes. So jump on the website, scentamour.com. Get your fragrance game going strong, guys.
And now it's time for this week's segment of The Gentleman's News. Exclusive interviews with exceptional people discussing all things gentleman, from business to fashion to lifestyle, industry leaders, authors, and more. This is The Gentleman's News.
Gentlemen, welcome back to the interview segment of the show, the part of the show that I look forward to because it's a chance when we get to reach out to a brand owner, hear the inside story of what inspired them to get their brand to the next level and take it to new heights. And today we have somebody coming to the show that has created a brand that really has some fabulous products that you guys are going to want to hear more about. I am going to be quiet and bring on our guest, Jordan from Jungle Rose Cartel. Jordan, how's it going today?
Sir, I'm doing well. It's sad. I can, you know, of course, tired of the rain here in the Midwest, but, you know, these new things are coming, so no complaints here.
Yeah, it's good to be able to connect with you and talk to you. You know, this is a platform where we talk to a lot of brand owners who have done some pretty amazing things, and I have to say that you guys have a line of products that I think any gentleman can appreciate. And why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about Jungle Rose Cartel, what you offer, and then we'll dive into it a little bit deeper in a minute.
Sure, no, definitely, man. So thank you for having me on today. I'm definitely really appreciative of the opportunity and looking forward to sharing more. You know, in short, at a bird's eye view, Jungle Rose, I desire for Jungle Rose to be the one-stop shop for men's accessories, right? So, you know, for those that have taken the bras to the page, you know, we offer bow ties, lapel pins, handkerchiefs, we've got into cufflinks, hats, and just this fall, we actually reached into the shoe market, and so now we have a very fashionable loafer on the market, designed by Jungle Rose.
Yeah, that's one of the things I was most excited about, you know, was the shoes. I had a chance to see them. I mean, the designs are very elegant, very sleek. What made you decide to branch out from just the accessories and dive headfirst into the shoe market?
Right, so, you know, again, just with that overall vision of being able to be, or wanting to be, the one-stop shop for men's accessories, really it kind of ties into the overall vision of Jungle Rose, right, of course, of the shit. What it really goes to show is that when I first started Jungle Rose, the overall idea was to be able to take the average guy and make him stand out, make him look good, right? And so we initially attacked that by, you know, going down the dapper approach, right? So bow ties, lapel pins. And after a while, we started to see some traction with that, and we were loving the response we were getting. And a lot of our customers are, you know, guys that are very dapper and pay attention and very close to their style, but then there's some that are not. But really, we want to be able to showcase and be that one-stop shop for customers, that not only now can they get a custom bow tie from us, not only can they get a matching lapel pin, but whether they're wanting to go super funky for an event, for a one-time event, or, you know, for their everyday shoe, you know, we wanted to be able to offer that head-to-toe kind of perception. It's just the idea of growth, right? Like, nothing starts, ends as it starts. And so we're blessed to say that on the journey, we've been able to grow and take on more products and learn more and learn how to develop more things. And so what you're seeing, or what that loafer is just a response of, you know, of growth.
Yeah, and it's really a beautiful shoe that you put out there. I think everybody has to jump on the website and really check it out, because there's a few different designs, so there's lots of options for different tastes, and we have to tip our hat to you for that. You know, I'm wondering about the name, though. Probably some people are as well. Jungle Rose Cartel. Can you explain to us what that means and how you came up with the name for the company?
You know, honestly, like, this is my favorite question. The name Jungle Rose Cartel is something very close to my heart. You know, I always start the story by saying a little bit of background about myself, right? So, of course, my name is Jordan Richardson. I grew up in the Midwest, South in Indiana, on the west side of town. Parents were, you know, married to a certain point. Unfortunately, got divorced, went through a stage of poverty, went through, you know, what a lot of young African-American kids in poverty go through in the inner city, not taking full advantage of the education system, although it doesn't serve us sometimes to the best ability. And so really what happened was is that I was this kid in an environment that was tough. It was a jungle. And it wasn't until probably my sophomore year in college, I got a rude awakening, had a mentor, and they were able to instill some qualities in me. Now, fast forwarding into what the name actually means, while I was in college studying finance and realizing that I'm African-American man, many of the sectors that someone in finance would go into would be, you know, business development, banking being a major one. That was something that my eyes were fixed on at the time. I said to myself, well, if I want to be in that arena in the Midwest, I have to be able to stand out. I have to be able to be different. I have to look different. And so that initially launched the idea of what standing out to me meant. Around that same time, there was a local business owner in the area that owned a Lexus dealership, and he was very prominent in the area. He gave a presentation at school one day, and he said, hey, you know, he's giving a presentation about branding. And he said, Jordan, stand up. He's learned about 250 people while he's giving a presentation. He's like, you guys need to take notes from him. Look, he knows about branding. He knows about his image. He knows what it looks like. He knows what it means to care about his image and look different. And so that really was an instance that helped me understand that while branding is important, fast forward, I got asked a lot, you know, to take people shopping, right? So now I'm getting this buzz around college for being this dapper guy, of course. Last but not least, there was a day on campus. I was walking through our student activity center, got outside, and there was this bed of roses. You know, there was one rose that stood amongst the crowd, white roses, and no pun intended about the color, but there was this one single rose, a red rose, in the midst of a lot of flowers. And it really spoke to me, and I really had an aha moment. And what happened is in an instant, I was able to look back over my entire life at that point and realize that roses don't grow in the jungle. And if they do, they have to be strong. They're constantly, you know, if a rose were to be planted in the jungle, it would constantly be struck, crushed, and strangled by the trials of life and things of that nature. And so that just revealed to me what jungle rose really meant. And it was, you know, again, no rose grows in the jungle, and if it does, it's very strong. And so I tied that into my idea of branding. And to make a long story short, you know, we wanted Jungle Rose to represent that person that felt silent, that person that didn't necessarily feel like they had a voice. And that happens in everyday life, right? It's not necessarily you being poverty. It can go back into the guy that has a great idea that's quiet to speak up. You know, we wanted Jungle Rose to be that piece to say, to speak for you, to maybe that's one less thing holding you back, or one less thing that's now you have that confidence to go into the room and absolutely kill it, right? We wanted to be that statement piece or pieces that allowed you to do that. And so, a long story short, that's the revelation of what the name means to me, Jordan Richardson. And I hope that, you know, as we grow as a company, that we're able to touch and reach more people that are just like us.
Yeah, that's a great story. And I definitely can see how you make that connection between the story you told and the products that you guys offer, because you have a lot of unique items. And I'm just wondering why you feel it's so important that, you know, guys select items that are unique to really stand out with their style.
That's a good point. I feel like in a world like today, there's so many options, right? You can go to Walmart, basically, you know, cleaned up and dapper, right? But the thing that about our pieces that I wanted anybody to be able to, I wanted someone to be able to look at you and say, like, wait, this guy has taste. He's obviously put thought and time into his decor, right? So when we talk about the uniqueness of our pieces, I didn't want it to be something you could just go anywhere and get, one. Number two, I just felt as if we take the hard part out of it for you, right? So, you know, you as a customer will rely on know, me and our staff to do the hard work in terms of finding those pieces that are unique, that fits, you know, the personality of a person that will follow and love Jungle Moves. So in short, you know, that's why I think it's imperative that, you know, if you do, you know, care about, you know, your image, it's all about an image. You know, how do you want to be portrayed? Do you want to be portrayed as the average Joe? Or do you want to be that person that, hey, you know, I have a uniqueness, I have a touch, I have a sense of, you know, awareness about my brand.
Yeah, I like that. It definitely helps you stand out from the crowd and make a real impact when you walk in a room, you know. It's kind of like you could say, well, that's a Jungle Rose type of look, you know.
For real, man. You'd be surprised, you know, like, there's pieces that, you know, that I wear, you know, whether it be in business meetings, and people out of the blue will come up and be like, where did you get that? Like, that's so different. Like, how did you put that together? And it just goes to show you that your image is everything, right? Like, you know, you walk into a room and the confidence that it gives you, knowing that, you know, you're special, you're one of a kind. You know, no one probably in the state of where you're at is probably going to have this on. You can feel confident.
Yeah, I definitely can see that for sure, especially some of the bow ties. Like you said, there's so many different statement pieces. I really hope that people go on the website, check it out, because if you're looking for something that is almost a conversation piece that'll get you noticed, especially for a big event, they have it. Now, when did you start the company? How long have you guys been in business?
Great question. It feels like forever. You know,
yeah.
It feels like whenever, you know, you're going down that journey of developing something from the ground up, seems like forever. But Jungle Rose has officially been around going on 3 years now. We started, again, a lot smaller than where we are and what we're doing now. But we can officially say, you know, 3 years. But, man, it's felt like it's been ages. But blessed to be here.
Yeah, that's a great accomplishment, really. What's the future hold for Jungle Rose? We're curious about that.
That's another great question. And I think that the future for Jungle Rose, this project that we launched recently with, you know, the loafers, that project was, at its core, a huge design effort for Jungle Rose, right? It was something that we had never done. I mean, I like shoes. I love shoes. But it allowed us to grow, reach out to a partner, Virtue Shoes. They're out of Boston. And we actually got approached as a designer for the first time. I would say I got approached as a designer for the first time in my career. For someone to say, hey, we like what you're doing with accessories. Do that with these shoes. Like, do something funky with these shoes. And that is what launched the release of the loafers. Thank God, you know, they're doing good. Like, again, like you said, if you haven't had a chance to check them out, go check them out. Definitely statement pieces. There's something for everyone. I definitely see in the future us being able to go down the design path and, of course, add more while adding more accessories and pieces to our line. But I think in the future, you'll definitely be able to see, you'll see the uniqueness a thousand times, right? We want to get down into the trenches of design and be able just to offer those unique pieces that are different for our customers.
Yeah, that sounds like a plan right there. Yeah, everybody definitely check them out. And last question, what piece of advice would you give for somebody who has an idea and they haven't really put it into play yet, but they're kind of sitting on an entrepreneurship idea or a business plan? What would you tell them?
I would say, you know, the hardest part is getting started. I lied. There's two hard parts. There's
yeah.
Really hard parts that I've learned, right? It's like getting started. And it's like, everybody has this great idea. And great ideas rock, except for if you never start them, they never become great realities. So for the most part, I would say half of it is getting started. The second part that I've learned thus far is the fact that, you know, you get to this point where things become tough and it's really hard and things aren't moving as quick as you thought it was. I got called restless as a kid, right? In college, through my dentist, you know, I got, you're restless, like, you're so always moving, you're always thinking. So for me, it happened really quick. I was like, oh my God, like, man, I'm not making six figures with this, like, what's going on? Like, and I came to this really restless point, but it was right at that point of, like, doubt and the height of just fear and of not thinking it's going to work, that it's like that tipping point to where if you just keep pushing past that point, you know, something else will reveal itself. So, you know, I always give, I've been asked that question before, twice this year already, during presentation. Those are the two main pieces for me that I've struggled with and that I've been blessed to overcome was the fact of starting and then to keep going past the point where you feel like you can't take it anymore. You know, where you feel like, oh, it's too heavy, it's too much. I don't know where to go from here. Just hold on. Just keep going. Don't give up. You know, there's once you're able to push past that, there's another gear.
Yeah, definitely appreciate that. It is a great piece of advice you just gave. Get started and then keep going. Be patient.
You know, I'm sure you can relate too. So, I mean, you're an amazing CEO yourself. So give credit to yourself where credit is due. You're definitely one of those.
Well, I appreciate that, Jordan. That means a lot. I definitely understand about perseverance, and that's what you have to do. And so anybody listening, if you have an idea, we suggest you go for it. Now, before we close out, though, we want to know how we can follow you on social media, connect with you, and then also the name of the website one more time so everybody can go on there and pick up some really, really unique accessories and check out these shoes we've been talking about.
Check it out. Our Instagram is Jungle Rose Cartel, just like it sounds, spelled just like it sounds. Our website is junglerosecartel.com. You know, you may enter Jungle Rose, it'll pop up. It's not too many Jungle Roses out there, so definitely. And those are our two main handles. We're also on Twitter as well, but definitely follow our Instagram for our most recent uploads. And we do a lot of our custom work and things are like that are shown there. So make sure you go check out the website.
All right, we definitely will. And Jordan, we thank you for your time. We know you have a busy schedule, but making time to come on the Life of a Gentleman, we sincerely appreciate it.
Hey guys, let's dive into a brief style discussion, tips, suggestions, and fashion ideas from a guy who knows style. He inspires us on social media, personal stylist, and retail expert, Dennis Styles. It's the Style Tip of the Week. Hey Dennis, bring the heat.
How you doing, guys? Welcome to another episode of Life of a Gent. My name is Dennis, and I'm here to let you guys know the Style Tip of the Week. So today, we're going to be talking about crease, meaning should we have a crease or not have a crease on our trousers? My personal opinion is if it's not khakis, there's no reason why your dress pants should not have a crease. So all dress pants should have a crease except if you're just wearing chinos. Reason why I say that is it keeps the suit lined properly and it keeps the pants looking neat. That way you can wear it to a formal event and if you have a nice sharp suit, the one of the pants dangling left and right, you kind of want it to sit straight. It also helps with the cuff on the bottom, because if you have a cuff on the bottom and your pants does not have a crease, it's not going to be balanced. So guys, make sure my creases usually last me about 2-3 weeks. I mean, so let's say you dry clean your trousers 2-3 times a month, that should be able to hold it up real nice. What do you think about that, Rich?
Yeah, good point. I agree with you totally. And as far as the crease is concerned, you definitely need to have the crease in the dress pants. But like you said, not the chinos. Can you kind of explain to us why you don't need it in the chinos?
Well, think about it, Rich. Khakis is a relaxed form of wear, It's comfortable, easy to wear, and it's more rugged. So it's technically used for you to move around and still look nice.
Yeah, that's...
So you don't necessarily need to have everything intact.
No, that's a perfect explanation right there. It's a more casual look for sure. You could go outside and toss the football around in chinos, but it might look a little silly doing that in pants that have a crease.
Exactly. Just think of a guy in a truck with his dog riding with him in the front seat, and he's wearing nice chinos, denim jacket, and nice rugged boots. That's the look. It's comfortable, but fashionable.
Yeah, so he's saying, I'm just a regular guy, but I'm not dressed down to the point where... I'm looking like Farmer Brown.
Exactly, man. So just, trousers is very important, right? So like, just picture a nice, proper suit with no crease.
Now, that makes me think of a 70s look when they did that back then. And that goes to your point where you said about the pants kind of dangling around the bottom, especially. I think we want to definitely stay away from that and avoid it. And when you wear your pants and you iron them, do you use starch to get that crease really sharp, or is that overkill?
I think that's overkill. That's an another tip I'm going to be kind of like going into on the next show, which is either you want iron or steam your clothes. But if you do iron, just get a basic iron. Just try to not touch the middle from side to side. See, the best thing is hang your pants, man. I don't know why people fold their pants in cabinets. All pants should be hung at all times, pretty much.
Yeah, I'm in favor of that myself. That is definitely what I like to do. And when you do that, you keep the crease a lot longer. While we're just wrapping this conversation up, last question about crease and pants. And this is one that I've seen some guys do. I'm going to hold my opinion on it for just a moment, but I've seen guys put a crease in jeans. What do you say about that?
Whoa, man, I had to fall back on that one. That is definitely dope. Where did you see that, man?
I don't know if it's a Midwest thing. I've seen guys.
I didn't even know that was possible.
It's possible, my friend. I've seen guys in the Midwest. I'm not going to say the cities. Cleveland, Chicago. They've actually had a crease in the jeans. And I don't know if they were going for the formal look. And then they kind of had some dressier shoes with them, kind of for a going out look. You know, I already think you're going to say that's a no. But go ahead and take this one.
I mean, that is a big no. I mean, I'm not even going to get into that. But what I will get into is there is another form of way to keep your pants creased for good. I mean, you don't have to go back to the tailor ever again. I do this sometimes depending on the, mostly on wool pants because they're a little bit thicker. There is a way to have a permanent crease. Just ask your tailor that you would like to, you know, add a permanent crease to your pants. That way you don't have to keep going back and forth. So,
wow, great.
It's a little bit more expensive. It's about $20. But you'll keep your pants creased for the rest of your life.
Now, that's a good tip. That's saving time, saving money, especially on the wool pants, like you said. Because, man, you iron those, it's hard to get a crease in them. And if you don't wear them fresh from the cleaners.
You know how trousers are. They get wrinkled easily.
Yeah. Hey, great tips this week, Dennis. Let everybody know how they can follow you and if they want to get in touch and ask some personal questions.
Hi guys, catch me on Instagram at Dennis_Styles, and I'm having another tip next week.
All right, can't wait. Would you like to increase your style and enhance your wardrobe the easy way? I have just the thing. Harrison Blake Apparel offers a monthly subscription club for gentlemen. What you get is one necktie plus four additional accessories for only $25 per month. That's right, one necktie plus four additional accessories for only $25 per month. Use the code SEASON at checkout for $15 off your first month. Thanks for listening to The Life of a Gentleman. Hey guys, if you're like me, then you probably like to start your day with what's probably considered the world's most popular beverage, and that's coffee that probably comes to mind. And today we have a great guest on the line that has a very innovative way to get your coffee fix. Who I'm talking to today is Jeff from Angel's Cup. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Richard. Great to be here.
Yeah, we are certainly glad to have you on. As I mentioned, the company's name is Angel's Cup, and you guys deliver coffee right to people's doorstep, which is awesome. Why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit more about the company and how you came up with it, just to get things started.
Yeah, sure. So Angel's Cup is a blind coffee tasting club where our subscribers get to blindly sample up to 208 different coffees every year. That's four new coffees every week. We have a light and a medium roast subscription option. And basically what that means is that you get a box of coffee in the mail, and it has four small samples in it. And you don't know what they are until after you try them. They come with a number on each bag, and that number matches the card that comes in it. Or you could use our app to record tasting notes and then see how your answers compare to either roasters or other members of our community. And so it's a really great way to learn how different coffees taste and to develop a sharper sense of taste if that's something you're into.
You know, I like that idea. That's a really fun way to find out what you like, because sometimes people, we say we'd like this or we don't like that, and we really don't know. Do you find that sometimes people are surprised by what they, you know, their taste buds say rather than what their brain tells them?
Yeah, so I think personally I find that's true. I definitely think that for example, if you buy a bag of coffee, you'll usually say on the bag that it tastes like something like plum, citrus, and raw sugar cane. And as soon as you've read those words, too late to go back. You're gonna look for those things and you're gonna be more likely to find them. If you're trying a cup of coffee and you have no idea what's in it, you have no idea where it came from or who roasted it, you're going in as a blank slate and you're not going to be biased. This gives you a chance to say what you really think about the coffee and then see if you're sort of in the same ballpark as other people who are trying the same coffee at around the same time. And it's sort of like the same thing with wine. I think I first noticed this when I started doing wine tastings with my uncle in California, who's really into wine. You're automatically going to be biased by the person who's serving it to you. They're going to pour it and they're going to say, this tastes like X, Y, and Z. And you can't go back once they say that. You're stuck thinking, okay, this is supposed to taste like X, Y, Z, so I'm going to agree because otherwise I'm going to sound stupid. By doing it in a blind tasting format, we're all kind of equally stupid and we're all trying to figure out what it tastes like together.
I like that. I mean, that makes it fun too. It's like a surprise. Yeah. How often do these get sent? Is this weekly or is it monthly?
The light tasting flight we do weekly. Every single week we pick four completely new coffees that we've never shipped before and we'll never ship again. Medium roast, we do bi-weekly. The reason there's a little bit of a difference there is because the darker you roast the coffee, the more coffees from all different origins are sort of going to converge on one similar tasting profile. And so we find it a little bit easier to find interesting, unique light roasted coffees. Medium roasts are a little bit more challenging. And we don't actually even have a dark roast subscription because by the time you get to dark roast, all the coffees pretty much taste the same.
That's good to know. Something to think about.
Yeah.
Now, the name, Angel's Cup. How did you come up with that, and what does that mean to you all as a company?
So, in the world of whiskey and wine, as whiskey and wine ages in an oak barrel, a small bit of the water actually evaporates out through the walls of the barrel as it ages. And so, in wine tasting, that's historically been called the angel's share, and in whiskey making, it's been called the devil's take. And so, we sort of came up with the idea of Angel's Cup. Cupping is a process where people taste coffee. So there's a little bit of a double entendre there. It's like the angels are cupping. It's also sort of like a little bit of the coffee goes missing and it's going to our subscribers who are getting to try a little sip of each one. So that's sort of where that came from.
Oh, that's a really cool story. Thank you for that. It's a little bit of education for us coffee fans out there. You mentioned that you get 208 different flavors per year, right? Is that exactly the number?
It's actually 312. If you've got every light and every medium roast coffee, you should be at least 312. But it's 208 light roasts per year, and it's 104 mediums per year.
Okay, thank you for that. Now, that right there just kind of blows me away. Now, how do you go about finding all these different roasters? Because these are probably coming from all around the world then, I would assume.
So we only actually work with roasters in the U.S. We're just fortunate there are so many of them.
Wow.
It's a pretty small cottage industry. I mean, these are like, so to be a coffee roaster is a challenge because it's not a business that scales terribly well. Companies like Starbucks or some of the bigger roasters like Peet's, you know, they're going out and they're sourcing these massive lots of coffee. And their mission is sort of to create a flavor profile that's going to taste the same all year long, all year round, year in, year out. The smaller roasters are going out there and they're finding micro lots of coffee. They're finding very small batches of coffee from small independent farms. And they're sourcing the absolute best lots they can possibly find. And usually their shipments of coffee are so small that they only keep each individual coffee in stock for maybe 1 to 3 months. And it's not a business model that scales very well, but it's a good way if you want to be a small business owner to have a profitable business. And so we're fortunate there's hundreds of them all across the country that are going out and sourcing amazing coffees, roasting them just right. And in the beginning, it was a challenge to reach out to them. A lot of them can be found on Instagram and a little bit more on Twitter. And now that we've grown a little bit larger and more reputable, a lot of them just reach out to us and they send us samples. And so every day we're trying somewhere between 3 and 12 samples of coffee that were sent to us by roasters and we pick our favorites.
Sounds like you guys have a lot of fun. That's a good job, especially if you like coffee.
Yeah, that's the fun part of the job for sure.
Yeah, definitely. I could see that. Now, if somebody is interested in signing up for the subscription, how does it work exactly? If they go on the website, what are their options and what's the process like?
It's a pretty smooth process, I think. Sure, you go on our website, we have three main subscription options. We have the Black Box, which is sort of our bigger tasting flight. It's like a full 11-ounce box of coffee with four different samples in it. We also have the Cupping Flight, which is a smaller version, same exact coffee, which is a smaller version. So you get effectively one or two cups of each coffee, maybe three cups of each coffee. And then we have All Stars, which is sort of a unique offering that we have. Basically, for All Stars, what we do is we look at the tasting notes that people are recording online using our app, all the coffees, and then we select the highest rated ones based on what our community feedback was. and we ship one new bag each week. So then you're not getting the blind tasting, you're not getting the variety, but you are getting one exceptionally excellent coffee that's been voted on by our community. And if you just want new coffee and you want to try some of the best stuff out there, it's a great way to do it. Other options include, you can choose between whole bean, fine grind, or coarse grind. And of course, you have the choice between light or medium roast. And that's pretty much it.
That is a simple process, and I like that you have a lot of options for people. People can choose what they want to do, things like that. Now, if you do come across one that you really, really like, how can they order it? Do they have to go directly to the manufacturer, or can you order repeat through you guys?
It's something we hope to do in the future, but we tried in the past and sort of failed. When we first launched our website, we had a section where you could go see all the coffees we've shipped, and you could buy them from each roaster directly through us. People liked the idea, but in practice, it wasn't that great of a business for us, because what would happen is, like I said, these coffees, they're only in stock for maybe 1 to 3 months each. And so we kept on having this problem where somebody would order a coffee that they recently tried from us through our website, and it would be out of stock. And we had one customer who ordered something from us. It was out of stock. We asked him to pick something new. It was out of stock again. And then we asked him to pick something new, and it's out of stock again. They picked three coffees in a row that were all out of stock. It was very embarrassing. And so we sort of scrapped that portion of our business. And then we're going to return to in the future once we're more able to figure that out and want the roasters to notify us about when things are coming into or going out of stock. But for now, we just skip it. Our app has a button that links you straight to the roaster's website for the coffee, so it's easy to find. And of course, just always do a Google search for them. You can find them and buy directly through them. We don't take a cut. We're just like, we don't want to be a middleman, so we just pass those sales right on through the roasters, and we think that those are earned sales for them.
Yeah, that makes sense. And if you really like it, go ahead and jump on their website and get it, right? So that's cool.
Yeah. Say hi, tell them Angels Cup sent you, and enjoy the coffee.
Yeah, you know, I'm thinking about this as a gift. You know, I noticed on your website it says that you could send it as a gift. And, you know, I'm really thinking it would be an amazing gift, because we all know somebody who loves coffee. So why not send them something like this that not only is going to satisfy their craving for coffee, but it's also a fun experience.
Yeah, it's a great coffee gift. The reason it's such a great gift is that it's good for anybody, whether you're just getting into coffee or whether you're like a hardcore coffee expert. We have people using Angel's Cup who are winning coffee-based competitions and championships the last 3 years in a row. There's a national competition called the Cup Taster Championship, and the winner has been an Angel's Cup subscriber. So these are like literally the top of the top industry professionals who are subscribed to Angel's Cup. And, you know, people who are into coffee, they frequently get coffee-themed gifts, and it's things that they don't want. Like, you know, if you're an expert in something, like if you're really into like sneakers, you don't want somebody else buying sneakers for you, because you know what kind of sneakers you like, and it's not going to be what somebody else gets in the store. A lot of people get like Starbucks gift cards, gifts, or they get like a French press or something, and it's not what they want. Anybody who's into coffee or thinks they might be into coffee is going to love Angel's Cup. And yeah, we have gifting options. So basically, the way gifting works is you prepay for either 3, 6, or 12 months of coffee, and this is not like a recurring thing that you have to worry about canceling. It just runs automatically through. We let the person know that it was the last tasting, and if you needed to, you could always delay the first shipment until a certain date. So if you wanted to get your Christmas shopping done now, you can get ready for, you know, the holiday season, and the first shipment won't go out until whenever you tell us to ship it. So it could be right before Christmas, right after Christmas, whenever you need it.
Yeah, that's a nice feature as well. I like that. You can put that on hold and save it, but you get something done, cross that off your list, right?
Yeah, and also, I mean, if you have a regular subscription, we're really easy to cancel. If you need to cancel or you can pause, we don't make you call us and bother us. It's as easy as pressing one button on our site. We're not like this one of those annoying subscription services where we make it a challenge to cancel. We know people's, you know, situation changes or whatever, the preferences change. And so we find that a lot of people, even when they do cancel, they end up coming back because it's an overall really great experience.
Yeah, it really sounds like it. Now, I would love for you to give out your social media information and also the website one more time so people can connect with you, kind of get more familiar with it, and then hopefully jump on the website and sign themselves up or sign up a friend or a family member or a coworker or something like that.
Yeah, definitely. So our website is just angelscup.com. You can find us on Twitter or Instagram at angelscup. If you search for us on Facebook, we have one of those business profile pages, which we don't really use that much, but we also have a group. It's basically our coffee tasting group, where people who are in that group are actually talking about, you know, the coffees they're trying and what's going on in the coffee world. So it's a fun group to join if you're interested in coffee. Also, importantly, we have a coffee tasting app. If you search for Angel's Cup on the iOS store or on Google, like, even if you're not getting coffees from us, you can record tasting notes on any coffee you try. If it's a coffee that's not in our database, you could add new roasters or new coffees. We have people all around the world using the app. We have people in Hong Kong. We have people in South Korea entering coffee roasters and coffees and, you know, languages that I can't understand. It's just fun to see how it spreads. So that's definitely a great way to connect with us and to get into the, like, it's free, so you can just record tasting notes on any coffee you try at any coffee shop, and, you know, just even recording tasting notes, even if it's not a blind tasting, it's a fun way to start thinking about what you're tasting and to think about what you're experiencing and to sort of approach it in a more systematic way. So for a lot of people, that's a great first step. Totally free, and you can record tasting notes on any coffee you try, even if it's office coffee, whatever it is, no problem.
Yeah, I really like that. Joining that international community of coffee lovers sounds like a whole lot of fun. And Jeff, we really appreciate your time coming on The Life of a Gentleman, telling us about this. And we'll definitely be in touch. And everybody go to angelscup.com and let's check this out.
Thank you so much, Rich.
That's going to do it for this episode of The Life of a Gentleman. We are so glad you tuned in. You know, we've been receiving a lot of feedback, and just want to say thank you for that. But if you haven't done that yet, please jump on iTunes. This really helps us spread the word about the podcast. All you have to do is rate, review, and then if you'd like to, subscribe to the podcast. That way the episodes come to you every Monday. You'll get a new one right to your inbox or your mobile device. It'll just upload for you. So that'll be nice to keep in touch that way. But before we close out the show, you know, we want to give a special thank you to Jordan from Jungle Rose Cartel. Amazing accessories, awesome shoes, totally unique products. I mean, you'd have to get on their website and check it out. Also, Jeff from Angel's Cup. If you love coffee, you're going to love their website. Definitely do a great job in sourcing in all kinds of flavors. There's something for everybody, so I think you guys will really love that too. So check out Angel's Cup. And also, we want to send a big thank you to Scent Amore for the 25% off discount. Remember, use the code FALLAMORE for 25% off any one of their subscriptions on Scent Amore's website. Remember, you get name brand colognes that are something probably you never tried. It's a chance for you to get it delivered right to your home. So convenient. So we want to thank them for the 25% off of the first month's order. Guys, we really appreciate when you give us some input, so don't be afraid to reach out. You can do that through the contact form on thelifeofagent.com. Let us know what's on your mind, what kind of show topics you want to hear. We'll be in touch. Let's do it like that. And also, big shout out to Dennis for coming through with that style tip of the week. To crease or not to crease? That was the question, and he answered it. We appreciate that. Guys, until next time, take care.
These messages are brought to you by Harrison Blake Apparel, specializing in fashion accessories such as ties, lapel pins, and much more. Join the monthly subscription club where you will receive one necktie and four accessories for $25. To learn more, visit harrisonblakeapparel.com.